You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Kalamazoo group Friends of Poetry is holding a reading Tuesday called Can Poetry Be Funny? It will feature about 10 local authors and poets reading from their favorite funny poems, as well as local celebrities like Lori Moore of the Lori Moore Morning Show, Kalamazoo Vice Mayor David Anderson, and yours truly. I talked with Deborah Gang and Elizabeth Kurlikowski of Friends of Poetry. Kurlikowski says the idea that all poems are angry or depressing is a stereotype.
Writers are really like to sit alone in their rooms and drink constantly, and you know, and that's really not how most writers live, because we do live and you can't live doing that. So there's a lot of humor in a lot of writing, which we discovered, and there's certain topics that seem to be funnier than others. For example, dogs are really funny.
Yes, we'll have a category of poems about dogs, so we think that will just fill the auditorium in
Correct.
And of itself.
And then yoga is also particularly amusing. Not people who are good at it, yoga, but like, ow, yoga.
When we're going back to this expanding the audience for poetry, why poetry that makes us laugh? Why not something that people often pick up, like Robert Frost poems, for example?
Oh, well, those are beautiful metrically and to listen to because of the sounds and things, and they're very soothing. I think Frost is very soothing, regardless of his content. But I think we want people to, is that the question? We want people to come and, you know, I think comedians are a lot like poets. We share the same kind of thing in that we say things that other people only think. And so I think sometimes I hear comedians and I think, oh, God, that is a poem. That is so great. And I think that's what we're trying to tap into here.
You know, the title of the event is Can Poetry Be Funny? And I think we've just answered that question. It absolutely can. But does it lose anything? Does it lose that message that we expect from poetry? Or is it still there?
I think that poems that have a lot of humor in them, that does somewhat limit their topic and their heft. I think there are other poems that are very serious and maybe about death and loss and grieving, but still have wit in them. But the wit's just kind of sprinkled in. We'll probably have more of the not super hefty poems, but funny and but still need some intellect to understand.
Even this one that I brought with me today is an attempt to be serious about my wedding anniversary, and I write a poem for that every year, but because of the other things that were on my mind, such as my love of the King James Bible and the American Kennel Club show.
And can you read that for us?
I would love to. It's called Standard Poodle Anniversary. A poodle be what our love resembleth. Not the overly groomed pompon type that hath a light bulb for a tail, and stupid fright wig, and embarrassing pink skin taut on its nervous legs, and not miniature. Our poodle standeth not still to allow some stranger to arrange its haunches for a milk bone. Our poodle be unkempt and matted, and rolleth in mud and briars, and eateth cheese until it farteth comically, and slobbereth on the Bible, and probably hath gingivitis.
Another Vice Mayor David Anderson will be reading Primer by Bob Hecock, which is a very beloved poem among writers, but not very well known out of the writing and poetry reading community. Just to give you one sentence, it is about Michigan entirely. We are a people who by February want to kill the sky for being so gray and angry at us. What did we do is the state motto.
That was Deborah Gang and Elizabeth Kurlikowski of the Friends of Poetry group. They'll be hosting a reading Tuesday night called Can Poetry Be Funny? At the Kalamazoo Public Library at 6:30. I'll be there reading a funny poem, as will local writers like Bonnie Jo Campbell and Di Seuss. For more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.